want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, leg meat. I have a leg in my luggage, and it's coming home with me. It's a short leg. It's a pink leg. It's a salty, sweet leg. It's a leg I was not going to leave behind in Orlando, that's for sure. The leg once belonged to Chef Sean Brock of Husk Restaurant fame up in Charleston. I hope he's not missing it and hopping mad, but that can't be. He gave it to me, sent it actually, the leg. Some mornings I remember how large the leg muscle known as the ham is in my own body. I remember because it seizes up and causes me to frantically try and stretch it out. I am impressed once I get over the pain. When we consider animals from a culinary standpoint in the modern kitchen, too often we consider only the tender cuts of meat. They are the cuts that are not the workhorses of the anatomy. Our creator had to come up with a real mixture of muscles, tendons, bones, fat, skin, hooves, organs, and more to enable us to live, walk, eat, work, play, and rest. We are all of the animal kingdom, but in most cases we humans are on the eating end of the food chain. I think our creator would be mighty chagrined if we wasted his creations. I am joined in that concern by the growing number of chefs, nutritionists, social activists, farmers, teachers, and animal rights activists who preach the aptly named movement called nose-to-tail cooking. One day, long ago, my father was talking to a fellow car dealer while I was visiting him at his place of work, Van Aken Motors. I was in his office eating some fried chicken when I heard him from the hallway. "I'm a leg man, Vince, you know that." Vince was looking out at a woman shopping for a Buick and smiling admiringly at her. I was about 9 years of age and unable to grasp the more subtle depravity of men at the time. I stuck my small mitt into the cardboard basket of food and came up with a leg. Maybe that is what my dad was referring to. I drank my root beer and munched on. Chickens are a bit unusual, but they've been bred that way. The legs of those animals used to be more uniformly sized in comparison with the breasts. But through the acts of genetic selection and breeding, the birds of modern times are breast-heavy. The softer, white meat was determined to be more prized. Nowadays, I almost always buy the thigh meat or leg and thigh meat when I shop. The flavors are so much deeper. But the ratio of breast to leg disparity in the chickens is not the same in most animals we consume. To learn to cook the much more provident leg meat is an advantage whether it's veal, pork, lamb, or even goat. Easter at our home growing up meant a beautiful roast leg of lamb, mint jelly optional. But the apotheosis of leg meat is definitely the creation known as a ham. While I do love a Noche Buena roast pork made with the fresh version of a pig's leg, I doff my John Deere tractor cap to the men who learned to transform raw pig meat into the deeply complex beauty known as ham. And now that my luggage is safely home, I'm taking my leg and putting it in the fridge. But just until I can get my ham rack set up and slicer sharp. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.